This is Passport to Texas. I love to cook and I love venison, so I attended a venison do-it-yourself class taught by Jesse Griffiths, a hunter and professional chef in Austin, who says it pays to process your own deer.
Yeah, there's just a lot of reasons why doing it yourself is so much better, because, I mean, you don't know what they're mixing it with. Maybe you're not even getting your own deer back.
Right.
Maybe the people that they're mixing your deer with didn't take very good care of their deer. Maybe they did the whole, like, carried around on the top of their Suburban in some hot weather for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't really know. And by putting it in your own hands, it's really going to do everybody a little more good.
Griffiths advocates using all of this perfect protein in your cooking.
We're going to use the liver and the kidneys and the bones and the neck, everything today. And I just want to show people how good that stuff is, and that if you've taken the time to kill it, then take the time to enjoy every little bit of it too.
Throughout the class, we watched a chef carve the venison into loins, ribs, cutlets, roasts, and flank steaks. After cutting came the cooking.
I want to get people beyond the bacon, jalapeno situation that most game cooking is in.
You can read about and see pictures from my venison DIY experience in the October issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.